It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson.
This song. I love this song.
Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner.
It is the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. I am flying solo. Darren had to go home sick. Got a note from his teacher or from his parents or whatever, and he's been released to go home. So I'm Big Fuzz, and I'm flying solo here with Alex.
Yeah, he looked like death.
Yeah, he really did. Like, I didn't, apparently he was in the other room when I walked in. I didn't see him. But when he walked into the studio, I'm like, oh, man, you look terrible.
Yeah, he smelled like the patient wing at the...
He's a walking apothecary, man. He's just got...
like the hospital.
Yeah, he's just got, like, a suitcase full of drugs that he's popping and Kleenex and orange juice and...
Oh, that wasn't orange juice. That was NyQuil.
Just orange-colored NyQuil, a big gallon of NyQuil. If you're listening, Darren, I hope you're feeling better, and hopefully you can make it back tomorrow night. But in the meantime, we were talking a little baseball. We're going to get to the Broncos' new schedule released this evening. It looks tough. In fact, they apparently, according to the NFL League offices, the Denver Broncos have the toughest schedule in the NFL. This coming season. So what's new? Like Denver always seems to have – here's what kills me, and we're going to get to this in a minute. But what kills me is Denver – whether they win their division or come in second, didn't they come in the third last
year? They came
in
third this year, yeah.
So they come in third last year or this past season. They still get like a brutally difficult schedule. Meanwhile, the stinking Patriots have again like the easiest. Well, see, that's the thing. They get six automatic wins every year. Like we've got to battle it out with Kansas City and now Oakland. And even when the Chargers are bad, they still give Denver fits.
Like, who's the toughest team in the New England division? They got the Bills, the Dolphins,
Dolphins maybe. It depends on if they can play together. I mean, the Dolphins have talent.
Yeah.
But they just have. And
the Dolphins have been giving them fits a couple of years.
I do believe that their coach, former Bronco assistant.
Adam Gase,
is a good coach. And last year was his first year, right?
Yes.
So he's going to make them a better team. Offensively, they're already better. Defensively, they've been, you know. So, but still, you know, they get to play the Jets twice a year. We don't have a Jets in the AFC West.
I mean, it used to kind of be the Raiders for a couple of years.
But
they are definitely better now.
Yeah, well.
San Diego's always like, you're not sure what you're going to get with him.
As long as you've got Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
I can't stand the man, but he's a good quarterback, and their defense is solid.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
And they got that up-and-cover Joey Bosa.
Yeah, geez, he tore us apart last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he single-handedly wrecked that offensive line. And then, of course, Kansas City's always tough, which, by the way, we end the season again in Kansas City.
No, I think it's here.
Oh, good. Good. I'll have to look. Well, I've got the schedule coming up, but...
It is here.
Okay, good. But when we left, we were talking about weird superstitions, and it got me to thinking, what are some of the strangest baseball superstitions? I mean, you've got fan superstitions, like, you know, the rally cap and all of that. And there are basic baseball traditions, such as don't step on the foul line.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with the pitcher in the
dugout.
Well,
they got all these unwritten rules.
Sure. Don't talk to the guy pitching no-hitter.
Yeah. Don't mention that he's not.
Right. Hey, you know you're pitching a no-hitter. Next thing you know, he's off the team. And then there, you know, you can't, if you throw at somebody, expect to be...
Somebody gets hit.
Right. You know, all
pitch.
Of that. But here is... So here are some superstitions of individual baseball players.
Okay.
So Jason Giambi has a slump buster.
Yes.
And in some parlances, we all know what the slump buster means. But Giambi's slump buster is he wears a gold thong whenever he is struggling. Jason Giambi's golden thong, probably not ending up in
the baseball.
I have
to try that one when I'm struggling in the show on PlayStation.
Right, exactly. Like, okay, I better pull out the gold thong.
Man, I haven't had a hit in 14 games since I'm playing this. Oh, man, get pulling out the gold thong.
Let's see what happens. Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Moises Alou.
Yes.
Moises Alou is known for peeing in his hands in an effort to make them tougher when he's slumping.
I don't think pee makes hands tougher. But whatever floats your boat.
Apparently it worked. He put up a .303 career batting average, and he hit 332 home runs. So whatever was working, it was working.
I'll try that next time, too.
Moises Alou is a great
player. I'll pee on my hands and put on my gold thong.
Right? Yes. Combine these things. Let's see how many of we can do at one time. Mark Teixeira wears two different kinds of socks.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No, not bad at all. And this one happened. CC Sabathia's socks accidentally ended up in his locker. He unknowingly put on one of CC's socks and had a killer game that night, and since then he is always going to wear two different types of socks. Okay. Jim Leland, we remember him not so fondly here.
Yeah.
Wears the same, oh God.
Oh no. No.
Whenever his teams start a winning streak, he wears the same pair of boxers until the streak is over.
Oh man, I hope he washes.
Right, please God, don't let that be a long streak. You know he doesn't wash them. You know he, come on.
Yeah.
That'd be,
oh.
You know he doesn't wash those things.
Oh.
Like, hey, we're on a 2-week winning streak.
In Florida.
In Florida.
During the hot. No.
Please, God, don't stand next to me, Jim. Just get away. Let's see. Matt Garza has to eat Popeye's chicken.
Give me that one. Yes. I like Popeye's chicken.
That is one I can get on board chicken, with.
Yeah.
Wade Boggs. Okay, so this is a weird one.
Oh, man. I love Wade Boggs.
He's got a couple of these. Boggs would eat the same meal before every single game. Plate of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Apparently that's it. Just a plate of fried chicken pregame. He would also have to take his batting practice at exactly 5:17.
Huh.
Boggs would take batting practice at exactly 5:17. He had to take exactly 150 grounders. And
like
he had to take 150
fielding
grounders.
Practices.
Yeah, fielding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he would write the Hebrew word chai, which means life.
Oh,
in the batter's box. So that's what he was doing. No kidding. Because you would see Wade Boggs when he was in the batter's box, he'd be messing with the dirt.
Yeah.
He was writing the Hebrew symbol for chai in the batter's box. That is fantastic. I did not know that. I also didn't realize Wade Boggs was Jewish.
You watch Always Sunny?
I love that's a great show.
Have you seen the Wade Boggs one?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
I'm not going to spoil it, but you got to watch it.
I got to go watch it. I will go watch it when I get home. Ken Griffey Jr. bought a car, started to go into slump, so he sold the car for the sole reason that he did not believe that it had any hits in it. That's fantastic. Turk Wendell always had to have black licorice when he was on
gross.
The mound. Oh, yeah, I know, right? I can't stand it.
I like licorice, but not black licorice.
I don't like any licorice. I know it's weird, but...
There's this one that my friend bought back from Australia, and Australian licorice is a lot different.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm
sure.
It's really good.
It's sweeter?
Yeah, sweeter and softer.
Really?
Softer. It's weird.
Okay, here's Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire did a number of questionable things during... This is all from Bleacher Report, by the way. Did a number of questionable things during his career. But the one that needs to be included on this list is that throughout his entire career, Mark McGwire wore a single item of clothing for every game. Do you know what that item of clothing was? The same one every single game.
Oh. I would say underwear, but that seems to like fall apart. I don't think that would last that long.
It's one he wore in high school.
Wristband.
No.
I have no idea.
He wore the same cup throughout his entire major league career that he wore in high school.
Huh.
I hope he washed it.
Yeah.
But I kind of think he may not have.
No.
Because I just know these baseball players, man. Most of them are slobs.
Oh.
So, yeah, those are... Jim Palmer, this is fantastic, Hall of Famer, 19 years in the major leagues, 268 wins. He would start each game day off with the same meal, a stack of pancakes. That is a tradition and a superstition I can get on board with. It seems like pancakes and fried chicken are very popular
among
baseball players.
I mean, they're two magnificent meals.
Right? Have you ever had waffles and chicken?
Oh, yeah.
See, I haven't.
Oh, it's delicious.
It seems weird to me.
I thought so at first, too. I was like, but like the syrup on the fried chicken with the waffles, yeah. Dude, there's just something about that that just makes it magical. And you're like, oh, why haven't I had this before? And then you're like, oh, I got to eat this all the time now. And then put some bacon in it.
I had bacon, put bacon in anything. I had a chance to do chicken and waffles at the Colorado Cafe over off of a Spear.
Yeah.
But every time I go there, I always have to get their whatever, the big, huge mess with the gravy and potatoes and sausage and bacon and eggs. And it's just, it's so like good.
Cornucopia of breakfast.
Right, dude. It's like, take all the good breakfast foods and put it together on a plate and then cover it in sausage gravy. It's terrible for you, but I love it.
Delicious, though.
One of these days, I am going to go get chicken and waffles because I know people swear by it. They love it. And I love chicken.
Yeah.
And I love waffles.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be natural to eat them together. I just haven't tried it yet because I haven't.
There's a place in Portland that would make it like a sandwich.
And they have chicken in between waffle?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like the Belgian waffles folded as like a chicken taco.
Darren wants to make the Chewy Cristo, and we were talking about it the other day. I think we're going to try it.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to find someone to make it for us. It's going to be amazing. All right, we'll be back on the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Big Fuzz, flying alone tonight. Darren's feeling sick. Get better, buddy. When we get back, we'll go over the Denver Broncos schedule just released tonight, find out how many games they're going to win. Stick with us.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after
that
this.
Too bad.
Only on Mile High Sports.
Some said I'm a playboy, rabbit.